Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Pei Aleph, Pesachim 81. Today's Daf Yomi, we start on the bottom of Pei Aleph, on the base, bottom of 81b with the Mishnah. This Mishnah discusses the idea of what we do with the Korban Pesach that became Tameh, with the Paschal offering that became Tameh. In the previous Mishnah, we're discussing what happens if the owner becomes Tameh, whether or not he has fulfilled his obligation, if he discovered his tumah after the blood was sprinkled. So now we're talking about what if the carbon itself became Tameh, and also what if the stuff that's left over from the Pesach after the time where you're required to eat it that night, let's say you have stuff left over, what do you do with it? So says our Mishnah, Nitma Shalim. Let's say the carbon Pesach became Tameh when it was whole, Oruba, or maybe let's say just the majority of it became Tameh, then we say under those circumstances, Sarfin Oso Lefnei Abira. We burn it in front of the Bira. What is the Bira? Rashi says this was a place to burn it right outside of the courtyard of the temple. So this Rashi says earlier on Chavta on Amud Aleph, because we know that the Kachim, the sacred food that became became disqualified, requires to be burnt, as it says in Leviticus 7:19. That the meat that became tameh should not be in it, should be burnt in fire. And you need to burn it in the place where you eat it. It says, so we see from here that the Korban Pesach, we know that the Korban Pesach was one of what's called Kachim Kalam, the lesser sacred offerings, and therefore it could be eaten in all of Jerusalem. And so therefore, as Rashi is teaching, you could burn it from the Torah and throughout the entire city. However, some say that that's not really exactly what it's referring to. And indeed, if we're going to see that if it became completely Tameh, or the majority of it became Tameh, the Chachamim require you to burn it specifically in the temple. And the reason for that, the Gemara will explain. Now, Rashi also says that the whole base of Mikdash is called Bira. That's what Rashi says on our daf. However, this is really just a position of Rish Lakish and Gemara Mizrachim. And Daf Kuf Dalet on the base. And Rish Lakish derives that from the fact that it says when David prays for Shlomo, his son, that he should have the merit to build the base of Mikdash. He says that in Divrei Yamim, chapter 29, verse 19. It says, Wolf knows how Bira Asher Achinozi. That's the prayer of David HaMelech. And he says, to build the Bira, the base of Mikdash, that I prepared for it. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Zvachim, there was a specific place on the Temple Mount that was called the Bira. And Rashi and Brachos explains that that was the name of the Beis Hadesh, and the place where they used to burn things outside of the Azara, the place of the ashes, the place where they used to burn things. And back to our mission, what would they do? How would they burn this? They would burn this from the Atzei HaMaracha. They would burn this from the wood that was Hekdesh, the sacred wood, which was designated to burn the Korbanos on the altar. That in the Azar, in the courtyard, there was a chamber which was called the Dir Ha'itzim. And in this chamber, there was wood that was designated to go up on the altar. And they would take this wood and they would burn the Korban Pesach that became Tameh. And the word Ma'aracha comes from the Arhu Eitzim Ala Esh. It says in the verse, in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 7, that they would arrange the wood on the fire. So that's the idea of the Ma'aracha. What's the reason why they were allowed to use the wood of the Ma'aracha? It's because since they were burning it specifically in the base of Bira and before the Bira, therefore the Chachamim were leading with them and allowed them to burn it, and they didn't require them to bring the wood from their house. So that's the explanation. The Marsha says the reason why they adopted this approach is because we didn't want to embarrass people who weren't able to afford it on their own. And so therefore, the Marsha says that's the reason why they allowed them to use the wood of the altar. And even though, generally speaking, the wood, the money of temple thing is something going to be prohibited for your own things here, and it will be Me'ila. Here we don't say it's Me'ila, since when they made this wood sanctified, the Bezin said that you can use it for this purpose. And so therefore, it's not going to be considered Me'ila. But continuing with the Mishnah, but let's say, alternatively, Nitma Miuto, let's say just a small part of the Pesach became Tameh, and so too Vinosar, and also that the part of the Korban Pesach became left over, just a small part of it, then Sorfin Oso B'chatzros, say, and then they would burn it not in the Bira, not in Lefnei HaBira, but where would they burn it? B'chatzros, say, and in their courtyards, Ogogo, say, and on the roofs, or from their own wood. But the tzaikonin, the cheap people, the kamtzonin, the people who are very frugal and they very stingy, such people, they would not want to use their wood for this purpose. So therefore, sarfin oso if ne'abira b'shvil hanos me'atzamiracha. They would burn it if ne'abira. Those people who are the tzaikonin, Rashi says that these were the people who are kamtzonin. These were people who are very tight with their money. And the Orchas Tzadikim says that tzaikonos is one of the worst midos to have, to be so tight with your money and not to spend it on important things. So these people, they would burn it in front of the bira in order to benefit from the atzei maharacha. So how could they burn it? So one of the questions that comes up is how could they burn on the rooftops? Because you're only allowed to burn the kodshim in a place where you could eat it. And since the roofs were not places that were considered the floor of Jerusalem, how could they burn on the rooftops? That's one of the questions. Another question is how could they permit these tzaikonim, these cheap people, to benefit from the atzei hekdesh, from the sacred wood? So the answer that Tosfos gives is because if you're going to require them to use their own wood, we'd be concerned that maybe they're not going to bring the Korban Pesach at all, and they're going to come to do a sin. And so therefore, so that's the reason why we allow these people who are cheap to use the wood of the temple, because we're concerned otherwise they're not going to bring the Korban Pesach in even the first place.